AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The U.S. slapped sanctions on hundreds of Russian figures and entities to mark the second anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine and the death of activist Alexei Navalny. The State Department's Victoria Nuland.
Global sanctions, the oil price cap, the export controls that we've put in place have weakened Russia's war machine, and these restrictions will get significantly tighter in the coming days as we and our partners announce massive new sanctions packages.
The EU has also placed new sanctions on Russia. The report of a missing student at Georgia's Augusta University now appears to be a murder case. Our Shelley Adler with the latest.
This is a tragic day.
University of Georgia Police Chief Jeff Clark, who said they discovered a body after a friend told police a woman had not returned from a Thursday morning run.
The individual was unconscious and not breathing and had visible injuries.
Police who don't have a suspect say the victim was a student at a nearby nursing school.
Audio courtesy of WSB-TV. Former President Donald Trump has urged a Florida judge to dismiss the criminal charges against him in the classified documents case.
Trump's lawyers are calling to dismiss his criminal case, saying he has presidential immunity. His lawyers have also submitted this argument to the Supreme Court for his election interference case. The former president faces four criminal indictments in four different cities. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The U.S. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's rejected several proposed hydropower projects on the largest Native American reservation in the U.S. The Navajo Nation says that recognizes the inherent authority of the tribes to govern themselves. Stocks are trading higher on Wall Street. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening higher on Wall Street, keeping the market on track for its sixth winning week in the last seven. Technology stocks led the gains once again, including another drive upward from Nvidia. The chipmaker clocked the biggest one-day gain in market value on record a day earlier. That came after Nvidia reported blockbuster demand for its semiconductors, which are used to power AI applications. The S&P 500 was up 0.4% early Friday. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. The Dow added 171 points. That's about 0.4%. Small company stocks fell. Live Nation rose more than 5%. The owner of Ticketmaster reported a 36% gain in revenue last year as concert attendance surged. Seth Sutel, New York.
Angry farmers are back in Paris on their tractors, engaging in a new protest demanding more government support. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.